Okay, welcome to my channel. I'm Aaron Lim, okay, not Adrian Lim or Alvin or whatsoever, okay. So today I want to do an update on the market. The last two videos I did was about agent doing the 3 months extension stay for HDB, as well as extending the option period for private property. But the viewership is not very good, okay. I do understand that because not everyone is buying and selling at the moment, so they wouldn't think that this is a very important thing. But I still want to emphasize is that these two topics that I do right covers about 90% or 80% of the deal in the real estate market, and it's very important for a seller or a buyer to understand the suggestions that is being given to them by their agents, because all these methods have their pros and cons. And if you don't make the correct steps and the correct decision, you will realize that all these suggestion that you have taken is actually not beneficial to you. And by the time you realize, by the time all the problems comes, it's very too late. So I still will have to say that if I feel that these two videos are very important, please take the effort to go and watch the video and understand the situation correctly. Okay, so for this video, I know y'all love to hear about the market updates. I know y'all love to understand what is happening. Today is May 9, is it? Or May 11. So happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. So today is May 11. We are at the mid of Q2, and a lot of things have been happening. I thought I want to do this very, very short video to do update, but I still have to give a disclaimer is that in this video, whatever I say, may not justify it fully. Okay, so I just want to explain to you why. Since the day the election was called upon, there was a lot of hoo-ha, then it was the election period, and we hear a lot of whatever. Personally, I don't like election period lah, because I feel that there's a lot of negativity and there's a lot of rumor that's not true. There's a lot of blaming, a lot of complaining, a lot of negativity that is being splashed out all over Singapore. So I feel that it's not a good thing, and I was glad that it was kept to a week. And there's also a lot of fake accounts and a lot of like cyber thing that people try to sway your thoughts, sway your votes and whatsoever. So it's really something that is really very bad. Okay, so I'm glad that it has ended. But from the day that the government has announced that election is going to come till today, I think it's close to about 2 weeks. And at the same time, it was Labor Day. Then after Labor Day, tomorrow we have Visat Day. So we have like two long weekends running back to back from like Monday, Friday kind of holiday. So I just want to say that the market has gone really, really very slow. But like I shared in all my videos, I feel that this is aligned with what I shared previously. Because the first quarter was a boom, all the launches did really well. If you watch, I think it was 3 videos ago or 4 videos ago, I shared the performance of all the new launches that did well. Then I also shared about the government coming out with no cooling measure because they agree and feel that the market will cool down, which I still cannot confirm this statement, but I can say that the market today, as of now, it has been very slow for the last 2 to 3 weeks. It has been really, really very slow. Even condominiums at like 2 bidder, 1 million or so, they are not getting response. Even cheaper condos, they are not getting response. Things are at the all-time slow that I've seen in the last 4 to 5 years. Renter, I don't want to talk about it anymore because we have seen the significant drop in statistics. Has it stabilized? Will it continue to be like this? Will it go worse? I would say that I personally feel that it will not be better. If you understand what the American tariff problems have created, as well as the latest war that is breaking out in India and Pakistan, I think that 2025 is really quite a chaotic world after the first quarter. So, but as expected lah, okay, I feel that it's expected because we have Trump being the new USA president, and then we have all the problems coming up. I would just have to say that I want to do this short video because the property market is getting from bad to worse, and the property market is getting boring. Boring meaning that there's not much things in the property market, and as per what I shared with you, all the better launches has ended. All the hype and all the hoo-ha and everything has ended. Second, third quarter, I don't see any amazing thing coming out. The only good news that I hear is in July, the AutoPlace EC is going to launch. So if you need EC calculation, EC financial calculation, I think all of you gone through that. It's going to be a big problem, and it's very hard to get the correct information. So if you need the correct information, you can contact me. I'm more than happy to do a free pre-consultation to help you understand if you're eligible and how you should plan your finances to get a EC. So that's the only news that I can hear, which is in July, AutoPlace is going to launch. Okay, so now that the market is slow, I would still have to remind you that we are heading towards school holiday. Today is already May 11. We left with 20 days or less to school holiday. Then everybody is going to head out for school holiday. Everybody is going to head out for holiday. So frankly speaking, I deem lah, personally, I feel that the second quarter real estate market is not going to do well. Because the election came in and there's a lot of holidays and everything start to stack up. May is seriously one of the quietest months I've seen in the last 4 years. Will June improve? I doubt so. Because like I shared with you, it's going to be school holiday. What do I see further down the road is that I feel that we are entering the middle phase of the struggling period. So if you watch a lot of my videos and you follow me closely, I've been talking about the struggling period. I feel that we are entering the mid frame of the struggling period, and it's really a battle between the seller and buyer, who is going to budge first, who is going to accept and move on. Will the seller agree and start to drop price? Will the buyer come back because the price has dropped? I think these are big questions ahead. And knowing a lot of my people around me that is applying for BTO and sales of balance flat, a lot of them has gotten a queue number and they are going to go and do their booking. So I think this has a really big impact on the HDB market. So looking forward, I just want to tell you guys that again, I don't see things being too positive. Okay, I feel that we have really, really, really reached a period of stabilization, and everything has already cooled down. And if this is true, then the government has did a right move of not coming out with a cooling measure, and the government statistics is correct to actually stay calm, because all these measures that they have put out, SBF, sales of balance, BTO, is really impacting the market enough and really pulling down the HDB market. And with all the land that is being released for private property, it's enough to clear the demand from the real estate market, whether is it the resale market or the new launch market. So just a short video just to keep you updated of what is happening. I think it's time for sellers to actually face the fact, because I feel the longer you wait, you're not going to benefit anything from this struggle. I feel that the first person that is willing to accept the market sentiments and accept the market price will actually benefit from this struggle. Okay, so that's it for today's video. Thank you for watching. Hit the like button, subscribe button. I see you in the next episode. Hopefully, we can come up with better topics and better content to help you in the real estate market, because when the market starts to slow down, it gets a little bit challenging on like what kind of content and what kind of topics should I talk about. So if you have any suggestions, you can drop me a PM, you can drop me a message, okay? My number is I think here or here. Okay, so thank you very much. See you again, and bye bye.